go. Another one Tuesday morning. It is July 13th and the John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. The big wrap-up of everything we gabbed about this morning. We started out by talking stickiness outside, forgetfulness inside for one unlucky, well, lucky then unlucky winner at a local slot machine. We talked condiment snobbery, animal remixes online, then hit the phones to hear about Wish You Were There, those concerts or historical events you wish you could have attended. We got guitar heavy in song stories with Queen, teased summer songs. We're doing something special with the Wheel of Wow tomorrow, and we took the lead when it comes to some hit songs that you may not realize don't have the lead singer singing on them. Here you go. It's a daily podcast.
If you're out running this morning, God bless you. All right. I couldn't even think about being outdoors doing exercise, on a week like this. I mean,
I shut it down in my yard yesterday.
Yeah.
I was out there with both kids. At one point, I was like, guys, we're going inside.
Right.
This is insane.
I was sitting on my deck at 2:30 because I had a call for something for work.
Right.
And it was a 7-minute call.
Right.
I was dripping in sweat just sitting in a rocking chair.
Yeah.
It's really insane. I went outside and I was replanting some seeds because we grew these flowers this year that took off. And I said, you know what? I can get a second growth out of this. And I went out, and all I did was fill two large, flower pots with soil.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You would have thought I dug a hole to China.
Yeah. Ran a 5K.
Right? It was like, oh, my God. So anybody who's outside running this morning, God bless you. But you're crazy. You're crazy. Hey, it seems that every morning around this time I'm doing a gambling story. Let me ask you, is the Wind Creek Casino, was that the Sands?
Bethlehem.
That used to be the Sands.
That used to be the Sands. Okay. Is there a creek? Is there a Wind Creek up there?
Is there such
there a place?
Is not. No. There's not? The Lehigh River, and that's about it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Now, the reason why is there's a story this morning about some guy from New York went to the Wind Creek Casino in Bethlehem, and he scored a jackpot on one of the slot machines of $1,956.
Good for him.
Right? Yeah. And, and got up and walked away and never took the ticket that says you won $1,956.
Oh,
and by the time he got back there, it was gone.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
John, I'm one of those crazy people. I ran 4 miles this morning. I took a cold shower, had some breakfast, and then took another shower because I was still sweating. Mike in Havertown. Well, Mike, now that you're done exercising, maybe you want to go out and celebrate the fact that today's National French Friday.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
It's my wife's favorite food.
Is it really?
Yeah.
All right. Now, what is her favorite French fry?
Her favorite French fry? Oh, man.
I'm talking shape.
Oh,
talking
shape? Probably just not string cut, but straight.
Straight.
Yeah, not too thick. Pretty traditional.
Like a McDonald's fry.
More Five Guys.
More Five Guys?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hand cut.
Okay.
Sea salt.
All right. And what is her condiment of choice for French fries?
Oh, ketchup. Heinz ketchup.
Heinz,
if I bring Hunt home, it's doghouse for the week.
She's a ketchup snob.
She is a ketchup snob.
No, so am I.
My wife is a mustard snob.
All right. It's got to be Heinz for me. Lisa came home one day with this Trader Joe's organic ketchup, and I was like, get this get this out of here.
It's so easy to trigger a snob.
And just like,
I love it.
Just get this the hell out of here. I want Heinz ketchup.
Uh-huh.
I want Goulden's mustard.
Okay.
Right? I want Hellman's mayonnaise.
I was going to say mayo is a big one, too,
And, to make Taylor happy, I want whatever the hell that ranch dressing is.
Hidden Valley
ranch dressing. That's it. Now I'm done. Right? Don't need no more. Favorite French fries from what store? You said Five Guys?
Five Guys,
yeah.
McDonald's.
McDonald's is number one in the nation when it comes to French fries.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Wow.
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Hey, Cindy, you nearby?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay. Remember a couple of weeks ago, the Ugga Lugga cat?
Yes.
Okay.
Barely, but yes.
Uh-oh. Right.
That's it.
And this guy just starts building a beat to it.
Right.
This turned into a huge piece, and the world joined in. Now, listen to this. Now there's a violinist, right? There's a flutist. There's a guy who's playing electric guitars. It goes on and on and on. right? But this is what's become even wilder. It seems that this guy has managed to start a whole new series of videos that other people are doing. Because it's very possible. Have you ever seen this little kitten that's like drinking milk and it goes? Have you ever seen that video?
No.
Well, someone found this video and then started adding music to it.
Yeah.
This is becoming a whole new genre of music. Find an animal making an odd sound, loop it, and turn it into a song.
Oh, I like it.
I know. And when you watch it, you sit there going like, this is absolutely ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. And the original guy who did it, right, he has this one with a guy who's selling fish. I don't have it ready. I'll go get it. I'll bring it back tomorrow.
Oh, I know
it. The fish
guy.
I know the video.
It's actually really good.
I know that video.
$1
yeah.
fish, $1 yep. fish. Here, lady, pretty lady, get a yep. $1 fish. Well, he made a whole song. The song is brilliant. I want this guy's album.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I got to tell you all this, and I want you to think about it for a moment while Cindy does traffic. I saw a list of top musical moments people wish they could have seen live.
Okay.
All right. What do you think number one was?
Woodstock.
All right. Makes sense? No.
I'm not sure.
I think it's something to
makes
do with
sense?
The Beatles.
No.
Beatles, maybe?
The Beatles one is a good one. That's a good guess. Is it the rooftop concert?
Yeah. Well, the rooftop concert would have been a great thing to see if you were on the rooftop. If you were down on the street, that's all they heard. It was terrible on the street. They heard something going on, but it was five stories above them. So, no, number one was Whitney Houston singing the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl.
I heard that was great.
It was great, but it was just as good on TV, you know, as it would have been live.
I think it was pre-recorded too.
No, it wasn't. There was a whole bunch of rumors about that.
Okay.
But I have more of a question in regards to this. Whether it's a musical event or an actual historical event, if you could be at any live event, right, in history, what would you want to see?
Are you talking to me or Cindy?
I'm
going to go music, and I've seen it in YouTube videos. I've seen it in movies. I've heard it on CDs. I would have liked to be at Live Aid to see Queen.
Oh, okay. In London.
I got it. All right. Nice. That would have been great.
Yeah.
Right. Clapping along.
Yeah.
Singing
making
Gaga.
Whatever noises Freddie makes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Philly would have been crazy too.
Nah.
I mean, 100,000 at JFK. I never went to JFK, obviously.
Right. I would have only gone to Live Aid for Queen's performance and I would have left.
Not even sticking around for Elton.
No, I'm out. See ya. Hey. Wow. See ya. As I'm walking out the door. Hey.
I'm gonna open this up to everybody, so get yourself ready on the phone, 215-263-WMGK. What about you, Sin?
It's not particularly funny or anything, but I probably would like to see the wedding of Queen Victoria and Prince Albert.
You always go back in history.
I know.
You always go back in history. So, wow.
Cindy's out there looking for a porta potty.
Yeah.
Where do I go?
Right. You know what? And if porta potties were around at that time and the clothing that you would wear, you couldn't get in.
Oh, imagine
That's
how foul.
True.
You couldn't get in.
You wouldn't get through the door.
All right.
I think I was thinking Live Aid. But I think, and this is kind of an oddball thing, I think I'd go to like an electronic music festival because I never have.
All right, right.
And I'd probably go to what's considered one of the best ones ever before they got douchey, Coachella 2006 for Daft Punk.
Okay.
It sort of launched the electronic music explosion of the next decade or two.
Mm-hmm.
I'd want to experience it in its infancy before it got, like I said, douchey.
Right.
And I think that'd be a great place to start.
See, when I saw this list, I started thinking to myself, and I've seen so many great, I was at Woodstock, at Live Aid. You know, I saw Led Zeppelin in a bar.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, so when I think about musical things, it's really tough. Like, I would have loved to have seen the Beatles do the rooftop thing.
Sure.
Right? If I was on the rooftop.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. But if I wasn't on it, I don't want to see it. So I'm going to go away from music altogether. I would like to see the launch, one of two things.
I thought you might go launch.
Right. The launch of any one of the Mercury 7 rockets. You know, John Glenn, Alan Shepard, any of those guys. Because that was it. That was doing it for the first time.
Right.
You know, it became commonplace after a while. But that was doing that. And so that would be terrific. Either that, or I'll go back further, or at least as far as Cindy is going. Lincoln, Gettysburg Address.
Oh, wow.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah. You know.
That's a really good one.
Yeah. You know, so what's it for you, folks? It could be a musical event. It could be a historical event. The moment that you would have loved to have seen live, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Ready Set Philly. Go to ReadySetPhilly.com to plan your post-vax return to the city. As long as you brought up Queen, right, it plays with what's going on with Song Stories this morning. You want to see Queen at Live Aid. The first single that Queen put out never did anything on either side of the Atlantic. But in 2008, it ranked number 31 in Rolling Stone's list of the 100 greatest guitar songs of all time. That song being Keep Yourself Alive. But Brian May says he was never completely happy with the recording of the song, nor was he all that thrilled with his music and how his lyrics were interpreted. I'll have him explain.
It's strange. It's very often the things that you write and think that are just a little aside that become important, because that to me was a bit quirky and a bit poppy, and it was meant to be ironical, really. I was meant to be saying, you know, if all you can do in life is keep yourself alive, then there isn't much hope for you. It was meant to be sarcastic, but strangely enough, it was taken directly, which proved to me that I failed.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Mamma mia!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Tomorrow, when it will be just as hot, we, of course, will get to the Wheel of Wow. And I want to do something different tomorrow with the Wheel of Wow. It's going to be all summer songs. And it could be like, you know, Mongo Jerry and, you know, Summertime Blues and stuff like that. Or just songs that, you know, feel like summer.
Panama.
Panama? Panama feels like Panama.
That makes me feel like summer.
It does?
Yeah.
I can see that working.
And if you've got one, what I want you to do is go to the JDB Show Facebook page and suggest it to us, because we want to have people's names to go along with them. So if it lands on that person's song, we can say, hey, this is the one that so-and-so suggested. Let's see what we got. Under the Boardwalk there. Is Boys of Summer a summer song, or is it a spring song? Really is a spring song, isn't it?
I guess, but it carries into summer.
Yeah, it's about going to spring training.
Sure.
Song. So let's see. Sealed with a Kiss? No, I'm not going back. No.
Who said that?
No, I'm not going back that far.
That's great. Right?
You know. Hey, look at this. Brandy by Looking Glass.
All right.
Amen. Bill's back, though.
All right. Down by the Seaside. Okay. All right. Atlantic City.
Sure.
Springsteen. So if you got one, just get to the JDB Show Facebook page. Let us know which one is yours. And then tomorrow when we spin the Wheel of Wow, it'll be all a summer song.
The All-American Boy.
John DeBella. Classic Rock. 102.9 MGK.
So we're going to do something called Take the Lead, which really is about, you know, there are so many songs that when you hear them, you know, you know the lead singer in the band, like, you know, the Rolling Stones, it's, you know, it's going to be Mick, you know, with so many different bands. It's always going to be this one. But every once in a while, another person in the band is the lead singer and not the person you expect. So we decided to pull some of these songs, and we're starting out with Grand Funk and We're an American Band. What's the story behind this now?
Yeah, so they're at a bar with the guys in Humble Pie, and they're having an argument.
All right.
Which is better, British rock or American rock?
Right.
And drummer Don Brewer starts touting Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis, Fats Domino, and then he declares, we're an American band. Now, once they finally sobered up, they took that shout and made a song out of it. Except Brewer decided to sing on it instead of having Mark Farner do the vocals.
Right.
Turns out it was the singles became a number one hit. Right. Grand Funk's biggest one.
So wow. Without Farner on it.
Wow. Yeah.
All right. What are you going with, Dave?
I'm going with Toto's Africa.
Okay.
A song that gets a lot of attention, but I don't know how many people know. Toto's basically a band of top-notch studio players.
Right.
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 So they never really put the singer front and center, but Bobby Kimball and Steve Lukather usually handled the vocals.
Mm-hmm.
On this, their only number one hit single, though, co-writer David Paich took the microphone. So Kimball and Lukather, they both gave it a shot. It had so many words to sneak in such a short amount of time. They just couldn't hack it. So they're like, well, what the hell? We'll just give it to the guy who wrote it. He can probably do it. And he did. So Paich took the reins, ended up singing it, and he could spit out those lyrics quick enough. Became their biggest hit.
All right. Well, as long as I mentioned the Rolling Stones, you know, Keith gets one song on just about every Rolling Stones album. But when it came to Exile on Main Street, he's sitting. That's when they were all holed up in that French chateau.
Yeah.
Right? And everybody disappeared. And he's sitting there for like 4 hours on his own and just starts putting this song together. And then eventually, you know, Bobby Keys shows up and, you know, Jimmy Miller shows up and they start like, you know, putting the whole thing together. Next thing you know, we've got Happy by the Rolling Stones,
cool.
Right? And Mick had nothing to do with it. What are you moving on to?
Tempted by Squeeze. Chris okay. Difford, Glenn Tilbrook usually do all the singing and stuff. Well, they wrote the song, but they let keyboardist Paul Carrack actually sing. And this is, he only lasted one album with the whole band.
Yeah.
Now, Tilbrook usually does the singing. He gets a few lines in the second verse, but there's also an unrecognizable Elvis Costello in here as well.
Really?
Yeah. It ended up being the band's iconic hit, too.
Cool. Right.
And it's just by the keyboardist singing it.
That's awesome.
All right, what do you got now?
Heart, These Dreams.
All right.
Everybody knows Heart, Ann and Nancy.
It's like their biggest song ever.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Nancy always played guitar for them. Ann always handled the lead vocals. And in 1986, they were sort of in a hit drought. So they were offered These Dreams, co-written by Martin Page and Bernie Taupin. And they had Nancy sing it, which she did while fighting off a cold. And it was such a cool, raspy result that they loved it. They released it. Became their first number one single.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
Shout out to Nancy.
And lastly this morning, and I just love this story because I've known Eric Bloom for so long, and I just find this really funny. All right. Don't Fear the Reaper. All right. Bloom, for the most part, sings lead vocals on most of their songs, although everybody in the band did vocals, right? With the exception of this song. Buck Dharma does the lead vocals on this song. Well, what makes it even more ironic is not only does Buck Dharma do the vocals on this, but he also did the vocals on Godzilla and Burning for You.
Come on.
The three biggest hits are not Eric Bloom. So let's start it once again. And let Buck Dharma have his day.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Thank you, John!
Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I saw this article about top musical events that people wish they could see live.
Sure.
And the number one, and I found this shocking, the number one thing that people came up with in this article was Whitney Houston singing the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl in 1991. I'm sorry. I mean, it was an incredible performance, but I didn't need to be there for that.
Right.
All right.
I mean, it lasted 2 minutes.
Right. Right. You know, some people said Elton John and the Princess Diana funeral version.
Oh.
All right.
Ooh,
yeah. So,
okay.
that would be momentous. Right.
Yeah.
But all right. What about you?
Mine's boring. I just want to go see Daft Punk set the EDM scene on fire in 2006 at Coachella.
Okay.
I mean, that was basically the explosion of electronic dance music.
Uh-huh.
I've never been to one of those festivals, and I'd like to experience one.
It's something. You know, I can enjoy. You know, jumping up and down for 4 hours on Molly. Sure. What the hell?
At the theater. You're a theater kid too. I mean, those sets, those lights,
yeah.
It would be insane.
Yeah. What about you?
Queen Live Aid.
You know, this was 36 years ago today.
Yes.
All right.
I did know that.
Was that 4 years before you were born?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, wow, that's a good one.
That's a great one.
I'm kind of torn. And look, the number here in the studio, 215, because we're going to open this up to everybody. All right, 215-263-WMGK, whether it's a musical event or a historical event, we'll take it either way. I'm torn because either I want to be at one of the at a launch of one of the Mercury 7 astronaut flights, right? John Glenn, something like that. Mm-hmm. Seeing that for the like the first time that happening. Maybe not Alan Shepard, or that was like an elevator ride, right? You know, it's like up he goes and now he's coming back down. All right, but you know, seeing John Glenn, all right, go up and you know circumnavigate the Earth mm-hmm. three times. I mean that orbit the Earth three times. That's pretty spectacular. Or Lincoln doing the Gettysburg Address.
That would be cool.
But I want upfront seats because I would have to hear him. You know, you have to figure the guys in the back were like the guys that
he was so tall you'd see him.
Yeah, yeah, you'd
hearing
see
him might be a problem.
They were like the guys in the back when Jesus gave the speech on the mount. He said what? What did he say?
I'm playing telephone, getting it all wrong.
So 215-263-WMGK. That is the number here in the studio. So what is it for you? Call us and let's see. We'll see. What is it? A musical event? Is it a historical event? Let's start with Steve. He's right here. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
John, good. How about yourself?
I am damn fine. So any time in history, what event would you have liked to have seen live?
You probably would like it because you were there. When the announcer at Woodstock said, "Weak germ, Holly has your bag with your medicine."
Wow.
When you said Woodstock, I thought you were going to go with one of the bands or
Hendrix.
Or Don't Eat the Purple Acid or whatever.
Or Get Off the Towers, maybe.
Oh, have a good morning.
You do the same.
Hey, Jim, what about yourself?
I would love to have been on a grassy knoll at the Kennedy assassination.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
That's pretty fascinating. Just to see if there were people there with guns?
Just to know firsthand the truth, what really happened.
Supposedly, Woody Harrelson's father was one of those people there that day. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Okay, any event in history. Could be musical, could be a historical event. What do you want to see?
It would have been awesome to be on the boat when George Washington crossed the Delaware.
Not a bad one. Before I had said Queen Live Aid, I was kind of kicking around going back to the start of this country.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah, I mean, that would have been awesome.
The signing of the Declaration,
like the mm-hmm.
Constitutional
president.
Congress, stuff like that. Right, that would be really cool. Right.
I don't really want to go back in time anything further before aspirin. Aspirin, I don't want to go there. Artie, what about yourself, all right? What would you have liked to have been there to see?
Booyakasha, by the way.
Booyakasha.
I would have loved to see the moon landing live. Stadium set up on the moon.
Well, now wait. Do you want to be on the moon watching them landing? Right?
Yeah.
Or
that'd
you
be
just
cool.
want to see it happen?
No, I want to see it on the moon.
On the moon, yeah.
Darren and I share.
You're my kind of guy, Artie.
Technically, you would be the moon landing if you were there to watch
it. It'd be a little anticlimactic. You already did
I would have been there. No, I would have been there prior.
Correct. Right, you would have been the moon landing to see these guys landing on the moon.
They would have been watching you.
Yeah, but I would have had a cocktail. They wouldn't have.
A bitch to drink with the helmet on.
Moon juice.
Does tango well with vodka?
Gina, what about yourself? What would you have liked to have seen?
I would have liked to have seen Hank Aaron hit 715.
Oh, my God.
Hmm. Well, you know what? I get it, but I've seen the footage so many times, I feel like I have seen it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the same thing with Queen, though. I've seen Queen at Live Aid so many times. To be there to watch
I
mean, how many years had it been since Ruth had set 714?
Right.
Oh, Well, and it was just like the electricity. You could just feel the electricity in the air.
Well, speaking of something that is history, you're going to see it again tonight on the All-Star Game. For the first time in almost 100 years, maybe a little bit longer, there will be a pitcher that is the starting pitcher, while also the leadoff hitter for the same team. Shohei Ohtani will be pitching, and he's batting.
Really?
Yeah.
Imagine if he goes yard.
Wow.
Yeah. Ruth was the last one to do it.
All right. Nick?
John, listen, as a United States Marine, I had the opportunity to pass the island of Iwo Jima aboard naval ship, and we rendered colors. My father fought in the Battle of Iwo Jima, and just to see the iconic flag raising at Mount Sarabachi, that would be a pleasure.
You know what? That's a great one. Have a good morning.
Be safe, brother.
Kevin, what about yourself? Right?
I would love to be at the last waltz with the band, John.
Oh, dude. Mm. Dude, you know what? I wish I would have thought of that. I would go with you. That's
done.
A concert that I have always ached. I wish I could have seen.
It's the second best Thanksgiving tradition in the world.
What's the first? Because I'm pretty sure you're dead wrong.
Oh,
taking your nap, Steve.
Making sure.
Okay.
Just wanted to
thank God he went with taking a nap.
Make sure. Things about to get rough in here.
Lighten up, bud.
Have a good morning.
You too.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Sing.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.